This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Morning English. This is Alan.
This is Winter. Hello everyone. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Do you know there was a mass panic in Newark Airport in New York?
Yeah, and there was an evacuation following that.
People say it was an insane situation. Everybody there was panicky.
Panicky, 恐慌,惊慌的。
Okay, so today we are talking about how to express your panic.
That's good. 人总有慌的时候嘛。
Sure.
那英文该怎么来表达呢？我们今天就来跟大家一起聊一聊。今天的节目内容呢，我们也都会整理成文字版的中英文对照笔记，放在我们的微信公众号里。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So Winter, when do you feel panicky?
Like this week.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh my, it's just, I got to deliver all the podcast lessons and the other stuff within this week.
Wow.
So I was in a rush and running around at the last minute of almost everything.
So you almost run around like a chicken with its head cut off.
Yes.I was trying to get too many things done at once, and I was running around like a chicken with its head cut off.
To run around like a chicken with its head cut off means to be moving around very quickly because you are trying to do many things in a short period of time, or because you're very nervous and upset.
Right, right.就是说啊，我们有很多很多事情要做，或者要做的事情很着急，所以整个人啊是在一种很紧张、很慌乱的状态。然后呢，就是忙得团团转，像无头苍蝇一样。
对，因为这个 chicken 这个鸡非常胆小，所以说在英文里我们就经常会拿 chicken 来说事儿，害怕、慌乱这些表达就经常都是跟这个 chicken 相关的。
是的，我们之前的节目里面啊，其实外教 Colin 他就有说过这个典故。
对 ，to run around 到处跑，就是忙得团团转嘛 ，like a chicken with its head cut off， 像一只头被砍掉的鸡，然后在你家里跑来跑去。
这个
形容、那个、血溅在你的白色的是吧地板上，
这个形容就是蛮血腥的哈，
是，
但是也够有画面感的，
是容易记住。 OK， 我们今天说了这个带点比喻性质的表达呢，再说两个稍微简单直接一点的。
Alright, we have a word called teasy.
Yeah, teasy, T-I-Z-Z-Y. It refers to a state of nervous excitement or confusion.
Yeah, right, teasy 就是紧张、慌张、慌乱。
So we can use the phrase be in a tizzy.
Yeah, be in a tizzy.
她在演讲前慌乱的不行。She was in a real tizzy before the presentation.
Yeah, 或者是呢，她找不到手机了，所以呢就特别慌乱、慌张了好一阵子。She got herself in a real tizzy because she couldn't find her mobile.
Yeah, everyone gets in a real tizzy without mobile.
Yeah, nomophobia.
Very similar to this one, we can say be in a panic.
Right, be in a panic or be in a total panic.
It means you are in fear, worried or completely flustered.
Right, 就是紧张、慌乱、担心、害怕 be in a total panic.
Any examples?
Like this one.面试前呢，我打翻了咖啡，然后弄脏了衣服，所以啊，我特别慌乱的到处找一件新的衣服换上。I spilled coffee on my shirt before the job interview, so I ran around in a total panic, looking for a new shirt.
Good, ran around in a total panic.
我们刚才讲到的都是还挺生活化的例子哈。
是的，比如说赶时间啊，工作太忙啦、啊，比较混乱的这种状态啊，就会让我们焦虑慌张。
对，那如果是我们遇到了什么让人觉得很害怕的事情，那种恐慌慌张可以怎么表达呢？
Well, I have two very, very good sentences for you.
Yeah, I'm all ears.
比方说，很多人在特别害怕的时候，就会浑身发抖，特别腿抖，抖拉得特别特别厉害。
是的，就会说，吓得腿发抖嘛。
Yeah, my legs were trembling with fear. 我吓得腿都发抖了。
Right, my legs were trembling with fear.Tremble, T-R-E-M-B-L-E, 就是因为紧张啊、激动啊，或者是惊慌这样的情绪啊，所产生的这种颤抖、哆嗦的意思。
Right, tremble with something means to shake in a way that you cannot control, especially because you're very nervous, excited, and frightened.
OK, 我们说到慌张然后害怕得不得了的时候，其实不只是腿会发抖，
是
还会瞪大眼睛，就是眼珠子都要瞪出来了。
没错，英文里啊，它就是有这么一个说法，比如说、His eyes were wide with fear. 他吓得眼珠子都快瞪出来了。
Yeah, 眼睛瞪大是用 wide, W-I-D-E,、不是用 big.
是是是。
大家要注意了。His eyes were wide with fear.
When we use wide to describe eyes, we mean the eyes are fully open.
Wide, 这个词在用来形容眼睛的时候呢，它是指就是睁大了，然后全张开的这个状态。
是，你惊慌的时候、眼睛就会全部张开。
对，
这个跟你的眼睛大小无关啊。
对，
就是、我们眼睛小的人也可以因为受到惊吓张得很 wide。
对对。
Right, okay、that's all we have for today.
Yeah, 我们今天节目中讲到的这些中英文内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，放在我们的微信公众号里，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you guys for listening. This is Alan. See you guys next time.
This is Winter. See you.